Thank you, Wei Chen, for leading us in a time of worship.
谢谢伟谦带领我们崇拜。
This evening, before we take up the Lord's word, we just want to specially pray.
啊，这个傍晚，当我们还没有阅读上帝的话语之前呢，我们要先祷告。
First of all, we want to pray for Mr. Tian.
那我们要为曾先生祷告。
Mr. Tian is suffering from cancer.
那曾先生呢，患上了癌症呢。
And we do want to specially remember him.
我们要特别的想着他。
Even as we pray for him.
当我们为他祷告的时候。
We also want to remember Bing Ho.
那还有 Bing Ho.
Bing Ho is going for an operation tomorrow.
那明天呢，将进行一个手术哦。
And he has a tumor in his bladder.
将他的膀胱里呢有一个肿瘤。
And we do want to specially pray that the Lord will be with him also.
那么祈求呢，上帝与他同在。
And it's so good to be able to go to God in prayer and to ask him for his help.
能够在祷告里呢，跟上帝互动，而且祈求他的帮助是非常美好的。
For his grace and mercies in such moments in life.
在这样的时刻呢，祈求他的恩典，他的怜悯。
Let's go to God in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you in the moments of difficulties that we can turn to you and to pray to you.
亲爱的天父们，感谢您在难处的时候，我们仰望您，能够祈求您的帮助，您的恩典。
This evening, we want to specially pray for Mr. Tian.
今天傍晚，我们要特别为曾先生祷告。
Even as he struggles with the problem of cancer.
这当如他现在呢，在与癌症呢抗斗。
We pray that you will especially be with him.
我们祈求您与他同在。
We pray that you will be with the family too through this time.
希望您呢也与他的家属同在。
We pray that you will watch over them in a very special way.
我们以特别的方式呢来看顾着他们。
We also want to pray for Bing Ho even as he goes for an operation tomorrow.
当 Bing Ho 明天呢进行手术的时候，我们也要特别为他祷告。
We pray that you will truly be his comfort and strength.
我们祈求您成为他的安慰，他的力量。
That he will learn to look to you through this time.
他能够在这个时刻呢，的确仰望您。
We ask that you also be with his family, even as they look to you.
那我们祈求您与他的家人同在，当我们仰望着你。
We ask that you specially bless.
我们祈求您祝福。
We ask that also you be with us, even as we study your words once again.
当我们再次学习的话，我们祈求您与我们同在。
May your words truly strengthen us and encourage our hearts.
愿你的话语呢强健我们，鼓励我们的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen. Well, in the last 1.5 months, we've been studying about what it means to ascribe strength to the Lord.
在过去的一个月半，我们在学习呢，把力量呢归于上帝。
And we've been discovering what it means for us to find strength in God.
那我们一直在学习如何发现呢？如何在主里找到力量？
As we look at this last psalm in this series of messages.
当我们看这一系列的这一首诗啊。
A psalm of David, Psalm 138.
那这是大卫的诗，诗篇138篇。
We want to appreciate how David was strengthened in the Lord.
那我们要珍惜啊，像大卫呢，在主里找到力量。
And how he applied the strength in different areas in his life.
他而且他是在他生命的不同部分里呢，运用了这力量。
So let's look at Psalm 138.
我们翻开诗篇138篇。
And in verse 3.
第三节。
Now the Chinese translation is not actually quite accurate.
像我们的中文版的翻译不是那么的正确啊。
And when you look at the title of my message, which is, so let's read it. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul.
他说我呼求的日子呢，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
And the Chinese translation doesn't have the word bold.
在我们的中文版的翻译呢，没有这个胆大的这个翻译。
Actually, it was Hui Cheng who told me.
是我说的。
Just in case there were any doubts. Anyway, so what we read here is how the Lord would embolden us with courage and strength.
这里的意思是说，上帝会使我们胆大，而且给我们的心有那个力量。
It's not from us that we can find courage and boldness.
像这个力量呢，这个勇气呢，不是来自我们自己的。
It is God who gives us that courage and a boldness to face whatever we need to face.
那是上帝给我们这个勇气呢，去面对所要面对的一切。
For David, he learned to find less fear and anxiousness within him.
那大卫呢，学习呢，不要那么的惧怕，不要那么多的痛楚。
In the earlier Psalms, you will often read about how he would be fearful and there would be anguish.
那在早期的诗篇，我们可以读到大卫呢，通常都是充满着惧怕，很多的痛楚的。
But when you come to Psalm 138, you see how the Lord has emboldened him, and there is less, far less fear and anguish.
那在诗篇一百三十八面可以看到上帝如何的使他胆大，使他不再惧怕，也没有这样多痛楚了。
There is new boldness in his life.
那他生命里呢有更大的那个勇气。
And this boldness has filled his soul.
这样这个勇气呢充满着他的灵。
So it's so important for us to learn from David, to learn how to find courage for our soul.
所以我们要学习大卫的榜样呢，去学习如何的寻找这个勇气。
And it's the Lord who gave David that courage and that boldness to face life.
是上帝呢给予他勇气，给他这个胆量呢去面对生命。
Now how did he find that boldness and courage?
他怎么找到这一切呢？
Well, we read about how David, in the day when he cried out, God answered him.
对第三节我们读到，他说我呼求的日子呢，你就应允我。
When God answers our prayer in our moment of need, you know that brings a lot of encouragement to our heart.
那在我们紧急的时刻，上帝呢回应我们的祷告呢，给我们心中很大的鼓励啊。
It brought courage to David and strengthened his soul because he pleaded with God, and God heard him and answered him.
那大卫呼求了上帝，上帝应允了他，所以就给他很大的鼓励。
When God answers our prayer, there comes that strength to the soul.
当上帝回应我们的祷告的时候，给我们的灵呢特别的力量。
And David's soul was emboldened because of the result of prayers being answered.
那大卫的灵呢就受到了这个能力啊。
Well, this Friday is a special day for all of us.
那这个星期五呢，对大家来说都是非常特别的。
We all celebrate Chinese New Year.
因为我们庆祝农历新年。
And it's a happy occasion for many of us.
对很多来说呢，是一个非常快乐的节日。
We're all looking forward to that day.
大家都很期待。
Now, Friday is also a special day for me specifically.
那对我来说呢，星期五呢，也是一个非常特别的一天呢。
Because it was 1 year ago, exactly 1 year this Friday, that I discovered that I had tumor in my stomach.
因为在一年前呢，我就发现我的肚子有一个肿瘤。
It was a discovery that caused me to fear.
像我当我发现这个肿瘤的时候呢，我就充满了很大的惧怕。
There was anxiety.
那就非常的着急。
And I remember how I needed to go back to God.
那我记得呢，必须呢回到上帝面前呼求他。
To pray to him.
祷告。
I went to pastor to ask him to pray for me.
那我也请陈牧师呢为我祷告。
Because God always answers pastor's prayer.
因为上帝总是聆听陈牧师的祷告。
So it's a wise thing to do.
所以是很有智慧的一件事。
I asked others to pray for me.
我也祈求了别人呢为我祷告。
And you know, God answered my prayer.
那上帝呢都应允了我的祷告，
prayer,
我们的祷告。
When I went for a second scope.
当我去做第二次的镜检查的时候，
they couldn't find the tumor.
他们找不到那个肿瘤。
The tumor had disappeared.
那个肿瘤已经消失了。
You know, I stood in awe of what God did for me.
那上帝为我做的一切，我非常的敬畏他。
The doctors could not explain it.
那医生呢无法解释。
You know, to me that is God's grace and mercy. Because we prayed to him.
那对我来说，能与我们祷告，这是上帝他的怜悯，他的恩典。
You know, even though it's 1 year ago, I will never forget this experience.
虽然这是一年前的事情，那可是我永远不会忘记这个体验。
In fact, it continues to give me courage and strength.
它甚至呢，不断的鼓励我，而且给我力量。
It continues to embolden my soul and my life.
它继续呢，给我勇气，给我的灵。
You know, it's so wonderful to be able to reflect on what God has done for you as He answers our prayer.
那当上帝回应我们的祷告呢，能够回顾这一切呢，是非常好的。
You know, we can learn what it means to look to God to embolden us and strengthen our soul.
那我们够仰望上帝呢，来使我们胆大，使到我们的灵呢有能力。
Now, when we have been given boldness and courage and strength.
当上帝给我们勇气还有能力力量的时候，
How should we express this strength?
我们要怎样去表达这一切呢？
So there are some expressions that David displayed in having this strength.
那大卫呢就有不同的表达方式。
First we see how there was boldness and strength to worship the Lord.
那第一呢就是他有这个能力，就是勇气力量去崇拜上帝。
So in verse 1 we readI will praise you with my whole heart.
第一节他说我要一心的称谢你。
See, David's heart was already emboldened with strength.
那大卫的心呢就充满，就胆大，充满了能力。
So it's with boldness that he's able to worship God.
所以他就胆大的能够的去称谢上帝。
To give praise to him.
去称颂他。
So even as I remember the Lord's blessing in my own life.
那我记得上帝在我生命里的祝福。
How he watched over me a year ago.
他在一年前如何的看顾着我。
It emboldens me and strengthens me to worship the Lord.
他使我胆大，强健我呢，来称谢他。
So just now when we sang in a pre-worship, praise to the Lord the Almighty.
当刚才我们在还没崇拜之前唱的诗歌。
You know, I was praising the Lord with my whole heart.
我以完全的心呢，在称谢上帝。
You know, just thinking about what the Lord has done for me.
想着上帝呢所为我做的一切。
We should learn to praise the Lord.
我们要学习你力量来称谢他。
Right, and he says here, also, in verse 1, I will praise you before the gods. I will sing praises to you.
他说在诸神面前歌颂你。
So he uses I will, I will.
他一直不断的说我要啊。
You know, praising God is a commitment that David made.
那称颂上帝呢，是大卫的决心。
And it takes strength, courage, boldness to be able to worship the Lord with a greater sense of commitment.
他也需要力量、勇气呢，还有胆子来做这一切的。
Right, and when you read in 138 verse 1, it says, "Before the gods, I will sing praises to you."
他说在诸神面前我要歌颂你。
The word gods here is actually a reference not to idols.
当他自己提到诸神的时候指的不是偶像，
but really to rulers and kings.
他指的是其他的君王。
They seem like gods.
他们好像是神一样。
And these are rulers that do not believe in God.
这些都是不信靠上帝的君王。
And they do not worship God.
他们也不崇拜上帝。
But even though you have these rulers, David was committed nonetheless to worship the Lord with strength.
那虽然有这些不信靠上的君王，可是大卫呢，他决心呢要称谢上帝。
Verse 2, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name.
第二节他说我要向你的圣殿下拜。
You know, with strength, David would turn towards the tabernacle and he would worship God.
那大卫呢，会以力量呢，仰望这个会幕，而且去称谢上帝。
You know, so learning what it means to worship the Lord takes strength.
所以要学习怎么样去称谢上帝，那需要能力的。
So each time when you come to church, to this place to worship the Lord, it's a commitment that we make.
所以每当我们来这里称谢上帝的时候，这是我们所做的一个决心啊。
And as we find that strength, we learn what it means to praise the Lord and to worship Him.
当我们找到这个力量、这个能力的时候，我们学习怎么样去称谢他。
Verse 2 also we read, we praise God for your loving kindness and your truth.
他说呢, 我为了你的慈爱和诚实呢称赞你的名。
You know, we praise God because of all that He has done for us, all that He is to us.
那我们称谢上帝啊, 因为他所为我们做的一切。
So this coming Chinese New Year is always a good time as the year ends and we look forward to a new year.
当我们结束一年, 然后开始新的一年,
it's always good to look back over the year and to see how God has blessed us.
如果我们能够回顾过去一年, 看上帝如何地祝福我们, 那是非常好的。
You know, God has watched over many of us.
那上帝呢, 看顾着我们, 当中很多朋友。
So when I see Mr. Chia and how he had a knee replacement operation,
那我看到谢先生呢, 他做了一个膝盖移植手术。
And to see him walking to church and being part of our worship, you know, there's something to rejoice in.
看到他来我们的崇拜, 成为我们崇拜的一部分, 这是我们格欢喜的。
To see Mr. Tan, who had a heart operation,
那还有陈先生, 他接受了一个心脏手术。
And how he is here to worship the Lord, to be part of our bilingual brethren.
让他来到他, 看到他呢, 来这里崇拜啊。
You know, that's something to rejoice in.
那是我们能够欢喜的。
We also want to rejoice with Hui Cheng's mother, Madam Koh.
还有我的母亲, Madam Koh.
She also had a knee operation.
她最近也做了一个膝盖移植手术。
And you know, we rejoice with her.
那我们也与她欢喜。
You know, so much to thank God for.
有很多能够感谢上帝的。
It demonstrates to us God's loving kindness to us.
他为我们展现了上帝的慈爱。
And Chinese New Year should be one in which we reflect and give thanks to God.
所以农历新年的时刻应该是我们回顾而且感谢上帝的。
So don't just eat and eat.
所以不要一直吃一直吃哦。
Take time to reflect over what God has done for us.
去回顾上帝在我们生命所为我们做的一切。
You know, there's so much for us to rejoice in.
有很多时能够我们能够欢喜的。
You know, even as we have boldness and strength, we learn what it means to believe, to hold on to the word of God.
当我们勇气有力量, 我们要学习如何地紧紧地握着上帝的话语。
In verse 2, we read, For you have magnified your word above all your name.
第二节他说, 因你使你的话显为大过于你所应许的。
What David is trying to say is that the word of God is so great,
那大卫要说的就是上帝的话也是那么的伟大,
that is magnified above God's name.
它显为大,
a very special honoring of the word of God.
它特别的荣耀上帝的话语。
And we need strength to be able to believe in the word of God.
我们需要力量来信靠上帝的话语,
and to hold on to the word of God.
而且紧紧地抓住他的话语。
We want to be able to appreciate the word of God for what it is.
那我们要学习珍惜上帝的话语。
You know, this week, some of us, the pastors, we were in Yangon.
像这个过去的星期啊, 有些牧师呢, 去了仰光。
We were there to celebrate the graduation of some of our students.
我们去参加了一些学生的毕业典礼。
And we were there to teach the Lord's word to them.
我们也去教导, 跟他们分享上帝的话语。
You know, it's not easy for them once they graduate, they actually go to the mission field.
这样他们一毕业, 他们要去学习传道了。
It is a hard life.
是一个非常艰难, 很苦的一个生命。
And there will be persecution, there will be experience.
这样他们也会体验了迫害。
Because the country is largely a Buddhist country.
因为这个国家呢, 是一个佛教国家。
And you know, we learn what it means to encourage them, and we teach them the Lord's word so that they will hold on to the word of God.
所以我们鼓励他们, 教导他们上帝的话语, 使他们能够紧紧地抓住上帝的话语。
And Pastor was teaching from the book of Habakkuk.
那神牧师呢, 就教导他们啊, 从哈巴谷书。
As much as they were encouraged, I was also encouraged.
让他们的心受到鼓励, 那我的心也同样地受到鼓励。
And I memorized a passage from there.
那我就默记了一段经文。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
他说, 然而我要欢心。
I will joy in our God, in the God of our salvation.
欢心, 因为他救我的神, 他是救我的神。
The Lord God is my strength.
因为他是我的力量。
You know, that is something that I was encouraged by.
那我就被这段经文鼓励了。
Let's find joy in the Lord.
让我们在上帝里面找到喜乐。
Let's look to God to be our strength.
那我们仰望他，使他成为我们的力量。
And immediately, you know, after that, I had to apply this.
那很快的，我就必须呢运用我所学习的。
Because it was not easy traveling to Yangon and coming back preparing for the weekend ministry.
因为从仰光回来还要准备这个周末的事工，真不容易。
I was tired.
那我是非常的累。
But you know, it's so wonderful to look to God for that strength, so that we can minister.
可是呢，我能够仰望上帝呢，寻求这个力量。
There were lots of things to do.
有很多要做的事物。
And yet we can find strength in God.
可是在这一切里呢，我们能够找到力量。
And Pastor is a wonderful example to us.
那陈牧师呢，是我们的一个很好的榜样。
Whenever I think I have so many things to do.
每当我想起有这么多东西做的时候。
I always look to Pastor.
我就想起陈牧师。
Then I don't say anything.
然后我就什么都不说了。
Because he got so many other things to do.
因为他真的很忙，有很多很多东西要做。
And yet he finds the strength in the Lord to do it.
可是他在主里找到很多的力量去完成这一切。
And I'm encouraged to be able to carry on to find that strength in the Lord too.
那我也受到鼓励呢，在主里找到这个力量。
And thirdly, we want to find that boldness and strength to walk in the midst of trouble.
那我们要找到这个勇气，这个力量啊，在艰难时刻继续的行。
And it says here, look at verse. 7.
第七节。
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me.
他说：“我虽行在患难中呢，你必将我救活。”
You know, when we find revival in the Lord, we can walk.
当我们在主里找到更新的时候，我们就能够继续的行。
David learned to walk in the face of troubles.
那大卫在患难中呢，学习如何的行。
We can find strength to walk.
我们能够找到这个力量来行。
You know, as we learn what it means to walk.
当我们学习如何的行。
It's so wonderful to be able to find that strength in the Lord.
能够在主里找到这个力量是非常美好的。
You know, so I also walk as a form of exercise.
那我也行走呢来做运动啊。
So we find some time even in Yangon to use the treadmill to walk.
那我们在仰光呢，也用了那个运动室呢的机器来走。
We take time to memorize the Lord's word.
那我们花时间来默记上帝的话语。
And we learn what it means to walk.
那学习行走的意思。
We recognize it's not easy to walk in life.
那我们认识到在生命里的这样行走呢是不容易的。
Oftentimes see my in-laws.
好像我看到我岳父岳母。
And they will walk together.
他们一起行走。
My father-in-law will hold on to my mother-in-law.
那我岳父呢会牵着我岳母的手。
And they will walk.
就慢慢的行走。
And oftentimes ask them what do they do during the week.
那很多时候问他们在一个星期里做些什么。
They will go to Changi Airport.
他们去飞机场。机场。
And they will walk there.
他们就会在那边走。
They will go to the shopping center.
他们去购物中心。
And they will walk.
也在那边走。
You know, we learn what it means to walk with the Lord.
那我们学习如何与上帝行走。
It is not easy. When we find that strength, we are challenged to walk.
当我们找到这个力量的时候，我们会受到挑战，继续的走。
You know, when we don't have that strength, then it's very hard.
可是当我们没有这个力量的时候，觉得行走非常的艰难。
This Chinese New Year will be somewhat muted for some of my relatives.
这农历新年呢，对我一些亲戚来说呢，那个节日气息就不会那么的浓密啊。
A few weeks ago, one of my cousin, his wife passed away.
那几个星期前，我的表弟的妻子过世了。
And she was only 48 years old.
当时才48岁。
She was suffering from cancer.
她患上了癌症。
And finally, she succumbed to cancer.
那最后呢，就过世了。
She leaves behind her husband.And three very young daughters.
她留下先生还有三个年幼的女儿。
They were all in primary school.
还在上小学哦。
And it's very difficult for them to cope with the loss.
所以对她的离世呢，他们觉得很难的去面对。
And you know, in the midst of troubles, if we cannot find that strength with the Lord, it's difficult.
所以在患难中呢，如果找不到这个力量，是非常艰难的。
So we hope to try and encourage them during this Chinese New Year.
所以我们希望在这农历新年期间能够鼓励他们。
You know, it's so important to be able to find this strength.
所以要找到这个力量是非常重要的。
One of our church session over in Bethel in Perth.
那我们在博士的其中一位执事啊。
He is also suffering from cancer. And he has liver cancer. And recently it was discovered that there was a tumor in one of his arteries.
那最近他也发现呢，他的主动脉也有一个肿瘤啊。
And we were praying for him.
那我们也为他祷告。
This week he went for an operation.
这样这个星期呢，他去动了手术。
And they took out this quite large tumor.
他们把这个肿瘤切除出来。
But we thank God that it was not cancerous.
那感谢上帝，他不是恶性的。
And we rejoice in that.
那我们为此而欢喜。
But he's still faced with cancer in the liver.
可是呢，还要面对这个肝癌啊。
But he's learning what it means to look to God.
可是他学习要如何仰望上帝。
You know, when we have strength, we can walk in the midst of troubles.
那当我们有力量的时候，在患难中我们就能够行。
You know, once there was this man by the name of Daniel Whittle.
他几天就有一个叫 Daniel Whittle这个男士。
He was involved as an officer in the American Civil War.
在美国的内战的时候，他参与了。
And he was injured.
他就在这个内战里受伤了。And
one of his limbs had to be amputated.
他的其中一个肢体必须切除。And
he was recovering in the hospital.
他在医院的康复的时候。Now
without him knowing, his mother placed a Bible into his bag.
他的妈妈呢，把一本圣经放他的包包里。He
used to go to church when he was young.
他小时候曾经去教堂。But
he has left church for a long time.
可是他已经很久没有上教堂了。So
with nothing to do, he discovered this Bible in his bag.
所以他就发现他的包包里面呢有一本圣经啊。And
he began to read the Bible.
他就开始阅读。And
day by day, he read the Bible.
在每一天就这样的阅读。Now,
one night, one of the nurse came to him and asked him, "Can you please help this man?"
那有一天晚上，那个护士来到面前，寻求他的帮助，去帮另外一个人。
Now they are all soldiers in the hospital.
他在医院里呢，全部都是兵士啊。And
this man is dying.
但这个人呢，就是奄奄一息。
And he wants somebody to pray for him.
他要人呢，跟他一起祷告。Can
you go and pray for him?
说你可以跟他一起祷告吗？
He said, "I cannot pray for him."
说我怎么跟他祷告呢？
He said, "Why you cannot? I've been watching you read the Bible."
那护士说，你怎么不可以每天看你读圣经啊？
Yeah, I'm only reading the Bible. I haven't pray to God yet.
说我只是阅读, 还没有跟上帝祷告啊。
I cannot go and pray for him.
我不能够为他祷告的。
Yeah, but he's asking for somebody to pray for him.
可是他在希望有人跟他祷告啊。
Well, he finally went over.
他最后他过去了。
And he went to this man.
他来到这个人的面前。
And this man said, I want to come back to God. I'm dying. Please help. Pray for me.
他说这个人说我快要死了，我真的要回到上帝面前，请你帮我祷告。
And Daniel Whittle, he knelt down next to this man.
像这男士在他面前就跪了下来。Held
his hand.
抓住他的手。First
thing he did, he prayed to God to ask for forgiveness for himself first.
他做的第一件事是祈求上帝呢，先宽恕他本身。And
then he prayed for this soldier.
然后他为这个军士呢祷告。When
he finally finished praying for him,
祷告完毕,
the man had passed away.
这个男士呢就过世了。But
you know there came a wonderful peace upon his face.
可是他的脸上呢充满着平安的。You
know that was Daniel Whittle's revival of faith and revival of strength for his life.
这就是这个 Daniel Whittle他的生命里的这个更新的一个体验。Daniel
Whittle became a hymn writer.
过后呢就成为一个写诗的作者。And
he was the hymn writer that wrote the song that we just sang moment by moment.
就是他就是刚才写了我们刚才所唱的那个歌，每时每一刻那首诗歌。
How God revived his heart and his soul.
那上帝更新了他的心，他的灵啊。
With new bonus and strength to live this life with challenges.
给他勇气，给他力量，在生命里面对挑战。
You know, it's so wonderful to be able to have this bonus and courage in the Lord that we can express this in different ways.
那如果能够有这个勇气的力量啊, 是非常美好的。
Whether it is through worship,
那我们以不同的方式去表现,
whether it is
不管是崇拜,
holding on to the word of God,
或者是紧紧地抓住上帝的话语,
whether it is to walk in the midst of troubles,
或者是在患难中行,
we all can be encouraged to find bonus and strength in the Lord.
我们都能够接受这个挑战, 去寻找这个勇气和力量。
And we learn what it means to pray to the Lord and to ask him for this boldness and strength.
那么学习祈求，祈求上帝给我们这个勇气，这个力量。
So that no matter what we go through in life.
所以不管我们在生命里经历什么的风风雨雨啊。
This boldness and strength in the soul that God gives to us can help us cope with these challenges.
那上帝所给予我们的这个勇气，这个能力呢，能够帮助我们克服这一切。
And God encouraged David's heart.
那上帝鼓励了大卫的心。
Look at verse 8, and he says, The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
第八节他说，上帝必成全关乎我的事。上帝啊，你的慈爱永远长存。求你不要离弃你的手所造的。
David was encouraged to know that God was still working in his life.
当大卫知道上帝还在他生命里工作的时候，他是受到很大的鼓励。
And he will complete it one day.
而且他有一天呢，成全这事。
God will continue to give him the strength to cope with whatever challenges that he was going through.
那上帝会继续呢，在他生命里给他力量，来帮助他面对挑战。
He will give that strength out of his mercies.
因为他的慈爱、他的怜悯、他的恩典，他会给予这力量。
And he will never forsake him.
而且他不会离弃他。
In the same way, we can learn what it means to be encouraged and to know that God continues to work in each and every one of our lives.
同样的，我们能够知道上帝一直不断的在我们生命里工作。
You know, it's so wonderful to be able to know this as we look ahead to another year.
那我们展望新的一年，能够知道这一点是非常好的。
Next year will be the year of the dog.
那明年呢，将是狗年。
And we don't know what the year will be hold.
我们也不知道狗年会是怎么样的一年哦。
Some say that the year of the dog will be a good year.
有些人说狗年呢将会是一个很好的一年。
If you are a dog, it will be a good year.
如果你属狗的，是一个。
I mean the
属狗的生肖生肖。如果你属狗，这一年会是很好。
But if you are a rat or a dragon, it will not be a good year.
如果你是属老鼠或者是龙的话，就不是那么好。
You know, some people depend on all these things.
那有些人是非常迷信，而且信靠这一切。
So I was in Chinatown walking around.
所以我就到了牛车水下面走走。
You know, the whole place is all red.
整个地方都是红的。
Everything is red.
什么都是红的。
You know, the signages that they have and the couplets that they are selling is all red.
他们所卖的东西啊，的春联啊，都是红的。
Even I saw a man in a bicycle with his dog.
就看到一个人啊，跟他的小狗啊。
And the dog was dressed in red.
他的小狗是穿着红色的衣裳。
Even they put a cap on him.
还给他戴帽子啊。
It's all red.
都是红色的。
You know, I understand that these are things that people look to.
啊，大家都是非常信这一切。
Whether to find prosperity or luck.
找一些福气啊！
You know, we really don't need to depend on these things.
可是呢，我们不需要依靠这一切。
It's so wonderful to know that God watches over each and every one of us.
那上帝呢，看顾着我们每一个人。
And that His work in our lives is not complete yet.
他在我们生命里的工作呢，还没完成。
We can look to the Lord for that courage and strength.
我们能够仰望他，寻找那个勇气，寻找那个力量。
We can look to the Lord for His mercies.
我们能够仰望上帝，寻求他的怜悯。
And that He will continue to work in our lives.
而且能够知道他会继续不断在我们生命里工作。
May we truly look to God to find this boldness and courage to strengthen our soul and to face whatever troubles that we may encounter in the year ahead.
让我们仰望上帝来寻求这勇气和力量，来面对这新的一年所要面对的一切。
You know, may you really have a wonderful Chinese New Year in the week ahead.
那希望大家能够在来临一个星期一个非常美好的农历新年。
To really rejoice in the wonderful God that we have.
来欢喜，因为我们有一个美好的上帝。
Who will always embolden us with strength and help us to cope.With the challenges of life.
他能够给我们力量，给我们勇气，帮助我们面对生命的挑战。
Let's go to God and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you that you are a God who strengthens us and emboldens us to be able to face the challenges of life.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您是一个给我们勇气、给我们力量面对生命挑战的上帝。
Help us, Lord, to learn what it means to find the strength.And then to express them in the way we worship you, in the way we hold on to your word, and to walk with you.
帮助我们寻找这个勇气、这个力量，而且在我们的崇拜、我们的行走里表现这一切。
We thank you that we can have every confidence in you.
我们感谢您，我们能够在您有信心。
We pray that even as we give an offering, that you will bless this offering in a very special way.
当我们做这奉献，我们祈求你大大的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.